Parshas Bo, the third parsha in the book of Exodus. The saga continues. The Jews are in Egypt. Seven of the 10 plagues have already unfolded. And in this week's parsha, we speak about the last three of the 10 plagues and the Exodus from Egypt. In ways, this is the pinnacle of the Torah. It's the going out of Egypt. We speak about it every single year at the Seder. Specifically, we're supposed to tell it to our children, pass it on. There's not one day in our prayers that we don't speak about the Exodus from Egypt. And in fact, we're supposed to recount every day the Exodus from Egypt. So this is a tremendous plateau in terms of the formation of Jewish life. But we're really not there yet at all. Because you see, the Jewish people are becoming a nation, but the Torah is not yet given to the Jewish people. So let's pause for a moment and recognize that from last week's parsha to this week's parsha, we continuously see this interaction between Moses and Pharaoh. We see this struggle of Pharaoh where he can't accept that there's something that is greater than him. In his own eyes, he is a deity. He managed to convince or impose that rather on the people of Egypt. And now that severe and essentially empty shell of what he has been presenting is crumbling like a cheap suit. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu with Aaron keeps on coming in front of Pharaoh, keeps on warning Pharaoh, keeps on telling Pharaoh, send your people out. This is our people out. This is about to happen. And yet Pharaoh can't allow himself, or at some point, Hashem actually hardens his heart. And what's being observed by a casual observer is just the truth and the power and the oneness of God. So we're being introduced to the transcendent God. This is not via Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rivka. This is actually the Jewish experience. The Jewish people, as they are experiencing, and of course, as we study the Torah, we go through that same journey. We receive those same energies that are unfolding as they're recounted in the Torah. And more than once, we see that Hashem said that Pharaoh will not allow you to go, and I will harden his heart in order, Laman Shisi Oisoisai Ela Bikirboy, in order that I may put these miracles of mine in his midst, and in order that you shall tell your children and your grandchildren all that really took place in Egypt. You know, these themes are very, very, very powerful because the Hasidic interpretation and insight is that it's not just a mere historical occurrence. In fact, this concept of Egypt being constrained, being in servitude, is a state of mind, it's a state of being, and the necessity to go out of Egypt is really the goal and the pursuit of life. And you know, you wake up in the morning and you're feeling constrained, you're feeling restricted, you're feeling like you can't do something, your relationship with God needs a little nurture, the mitzvahs that you're trying to implement into your life are a little difficult, studying Torah and setting times for that, you just have no time for, etc., etc. But all of these limitations are essentially Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim meaning Egypt, but also meaning Mitzarim, which mean restrictions and restraints. Constraints. So the idea of going out of Egypt, we see it in the physical, in the Torah, and we can live it also in the parallel in our lives, which is going out of our boundaries, our limitations, our constraints. And of course, this is all towards the service of God. Which leads to an interesting point that there's a pause in the story of Pharaoh, Moses, Exodus from Egypt, and all of a sudden the first mitzvah of the Torah is given to Moshe. And that is to create the calendar. And the words of the Torah is HaKhodesh Hazeh Lachem, that God essentially says, this month is for you. Now you understand, when you talk about a month, the month, in terms of the cycle of time, is represented by the moon. Because otherwise, how would you know any specific cycle of what we call a month? I mean, a day is a day. The next day looks like exactly the same day. The next day is the next day. The next day is the next day. We may know seasons just by the fact that we could see the temperature. Although seasons are defined by the sun. The moon, which has a cycle, a 30-day cycle, give or take, is what defines the month itself. So we see, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month shall be for you, which essentially is Hashem telling Moshe, let me tell you how to establish time and establish the calendar. Now, the power of time, we won't get into, but one can well understand that the whole Jewish and sanctified experience is that each moment has a potential. Each moment we need to achieve something unique within this world. But we'll put that on the side for a moment, because there's another symbolism over here. The Talmud tells us, and it's brought in the Midrash, that the Jewish people are compared to the moon. Now, the quality of the moon is that it actually doesn't stay the same constantly. The quality of the moon is that it grows and it falls back. It expands and it contracts. And this is the Jewish condition. Better times, challenging times, times that we are expansive, times less expansive, times that we have a setback, and then we bounce back. Yisrael Doimim L'Levana, the Jewish nation, is compared to the moon. Amongst the whole story of the Exodus of Egypt, the story is paused, and the first mitzvah is given to the Jewish people, the moon. The moon. There are going to be ups, there are going to be downs. There was challenging times, and now the Jews are about to go out of Egypt. But even in that itself, there will be more challenging times and more robust times. Not physically, that too. But life is such that there are ups and downs. Also, the way we live our life, our discipline, our commitment, our inspiration, that also has waxing and waning, because that's the nature of life. Says Hashem to Moshe, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month is for you. Know that the waxing and waning is part of life, but we have the ability to establish how we react. We have the ability to double down when there's waning, to ensure that there's waxing. And over here, speaking specifically, at least I'm speaking specifically, this is a broad concept to our spiritual lives. And I think each and every one of us can recognize that, that we're going through this journey of going out of Egypt. And indeed, it takes work. And indeed, we need to sometimes open up our eyes and see the wonders of God around us, and indeed, sometimes our heart is hardened to a degree, and we need to do the mental calisthenics, the spiritual calisthenics, or just plod along in order to ensure that the wonders of God permeate our lives and that the waxing comes back in full measure. Have a wonderful day.